by Michael. It is almost midnight, but at this stage most of the population doesn't even care about the endless procession of babies that are having their lives snuffed out at our abortion mills. Terms such as massacre, slaughter, and genocide are not nearly strong enough to describe what is taking place on a daily basis, and the vast majority of us seem to think that there will never be any serious consequences for what we are doing. But the truth is that we shall surely reap what we have sown. I knew that the number of abortions that happen worldwide each year was very high, but I didn't know that it was this high. According to the official website of the World Health Organization, there are approximately 73 million abortions globally each year. Around 73 million induced abortions take place worldwide each year. 6 out of 10, 61%, of all unintended pregnancies, and 3 out of 10, 29%, of all pregnancies, end in induced abortion. 1. Comprehensive abortion care is included in the list of essential healthcare services published by WHO in 2020. Abortion is a simple healthcare intervention that can be effectively managed by a wide range of health workers using medication or a surgical procedure. Just think about that number for a few moments. If you multiply that number by 10, you get 730 million abortions in just one decade. And if you multiply that number by 20, you get almost 1.5 billion abortions in just two decades. According to Google, the total population of the globe right now is just 7.888 billion. So we are talking about a death toll that would represent a very sizable portion of the entire global population. In all of human history, we have never seen carnage of this magnitude. If you believe that we can just keep doing this indefinitely without suffering any consequences, you are dead wrong. Of course, it is not just babies that die. According to the WHO, lots of mothers are dying too. Each year, 4.7 to 13.2% of maternal deaths can be attributed to unsafe abortion. 3. In developed regions, it is estimated that 30 women die for every 100,000 unsafe abortions. In developing regions, that number rises to 220 deaths per 100,000 unsafe abortions. 2. Estimates from 2012 indicate that in developing countries alone, 7 million women per year were treated in hospital facilities for complications of unsafe abortion. 4. It wasn't always this way. Prior to the 1970s, abortion was a lot more rare. But then Roe v. Wade made abortion legal in all 50 U.S. states, and that opened the floodgates for legalization efforts all over the globe. 50 years later, Roe v. Wade was overturned in the United States. Of course, that decision didn't make abortion illegal in the United States, but suddenly states were free to make their own laws. It was a golden opportunity for us to change direction. But that didn't happen. Instead, the number of abortions performed in the United States actually went up during the 12 months immediately following the overturning of Roe v. Wade. The average number of abortions performed each month in the U.S. rose in the year after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade and allowed more than a dozen states to ban the procedure, according to data released on Tuesday from a research group backed by the Society of Family Planning. This stunning finding masks a deep divide in abortion access in the U.S. The number of abortions performed in states with near-total or six-week abortion bans plummeted, with providers in those states performing 114,590 fewer abortions than they would have if Roe had not been overturned, according to data collected by the research group, We Count. At the same time, abortions rose dramatically in the states that still permit the procedure. In total, those states performed 116,790 more abortions than expected. A number of red states did pass new abortion laws, but some of those laws only made abortion illegal after a pregnancy had reached a certain number of weeks. Many in the pro-life movement hailed such laws, but the truth is that they actually legalized most abortions. Today, approximately 80% of all abortions are performed within the first 10 weeks of pregnancy. So if a state passes a law that bans abortion after 9 weeks or 12 weeks, they are actually legalizing the vast majority of the abortions that already take place. Unfortunately, survey after survey has shown that most Americans want abortion to be legal. For example, a survey that was conducted late last year found that a record high percentage of Americans believe that women should be allowed to obtain a legal abortion if they want one for any reason. 55% of people said in a new survey said that pregnant women should be allowed to obtain a legal abortion if they want one for any reason, marking one of the highest shows of support on the issue since the 1970s. The New Wall Street Journal NORC at the University of Chicago poll found 77% of Democrats said they support access to abortion for any reason, up from 52% in 2016. Only one-third of Republicans said that they backed access to abortion for any reason, according to the journal. Other surveys have come up with similar results. For example, Pew Research has discovered that 62% of U.S. adults think that abortion should be legal in all or most cases. A median of 71% of adults across the 24 countries surveyed believe abortion should be legal in all or most cases, while a median of 27% believe it should be illegal. In the United States, where a Supreme Court decision ended the constitutional right to abortion last year, 62% of adults say abortion should be legal in all or most cases. U.S. support for legal abortion has not changed in recent years. In Europe, there is widespread agreement that abortion should be legal. In nearly every European country surveyed, at least 75% of adults hold this view, including roughly 25% or more who say it should be legal in all cases. And a Gallup survey that was conducted last year found that only 13% of Americans believe that abortion should be illegal in all circumstances. According to Gallup's May 2023 update on Americans' abortion views, 34% believe abortion should be legal under any circumstances, 51% say it should be legal only under certain circumstances, and 13% say it should be illegal in all circumstances. This is what the American people want. And so I hope that they are ready to accept the consequences for their actions. It would help if more of our churches would speak out about the endless slaughter that is happening, but the truth is that most of our churches are quite determined to avoid the topic as much as possible. Instead, they are focused on all sorts of other things. For example, a Methodist pastor in Connecticut was recently arrested for dealing crystal meth out of his church's rectory. A Connecticut church pastor was arrested last week and charged with dealing crystal meth out of his church's rectory, say local police. Herbert Miller, 63, the reverend of the Woodbury United Methodist Church, was arrested Friday after being pulled over by state troopers in Woodbury. He was found to be in possession of crystal methamphetamine in both rock and liquid form, the latter of which was discovered in a hypodermic needle, ready for injection. If our churches were actually doing what they are supposed to be doing, there would be a major push to ban abortion nationwide. But instead, at this moment the vast majority of Americans want abortion to remain legal in at least some circumstances. So the killing will continue, and that should break all of our hearts. Because unless we change direction, there is no hope and there will be no future for the United States of America. Source: End of the American Dream. Michael's new book entitled Chaos is available in paperback and for the Kindle on Amazon.com, and you can check out his new Substack newsletter right here.